street will be closed daily for the installation of an all-way stop by the city contractor. South Bartlett is closed from Victoria Street to 15 South Bartlett for facade restoration at 665 Princess Street. On Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signs. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is temporarily closed for pedestrian improvements. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main, with traffic reduced to one lane in both directions. On John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street, construction repairs continue. Motorists should expect delays as contractors complete paving operations on Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. John Street from Montreal to Bagot is closed through July 31st to complete water and sanitary service upgrades. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street Community Space. And long-term closures remain in place on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, and Berry Street at Queen. Now your weather outlook for today: showers with a risk of thunderstorm, local amounts of 10 to 20 millimeters, a high of 21, humidex 26, UV index 3 or moderate. Tonight will be cloudy with 30% chance of showers and a low of 16. Coming up at 5, we review some of the latest developments in the discussion surrounding Aalto's potential route through Kingston. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what? You know, the bleeps. The sweeps. And the creeps.
That's not all he's lost.
Casino, I'll go anywhere.
it is. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live, don't you know, out of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, sitting pretty in the Limestone City. My name is, like I said, is Jeff, just hanging out in the cool, dank basement of Carruthers Hall right here on Queen's University campus, House of Learned Doctors. It is July 29th, and I am flying solo today. Both of my lovely, illustrious co-hosts are out on assignment. So today, it's just going to be you, it's just going to be me, and it's just going to be the tunes, just like that classic from Nikki Lane with Jackpot. It's a pretty good way to open the show. Speaking of show, it's going to be a good one today. You got me here until 10 a.m. spinning the wheels of steel, as they say. We got a lot of good stuff today. We're going to hear a lot of new music. We've got stuff from Gray Delisle, Carter Faith, new stuff from The Stones, King Tuff. Got brand new Orville Peck right now. My goodness, the muscles on that guy. It's almost like he's starring in some sort of gigantic franchise action movie in the fall. More on that a little bit later. We're going to talk about nerd stuff after 9. We had San Diego Comic-Con this past weekend. So the world of geek is brimming with good stuff. Also, we're going to talk about our amazing sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods. Get down to the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. Get down there and get your long weekend supplies. Get your snackage. Get your primo cheese. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. We are also going to talk about, of course, the long weekend is upon us. There are many things. My goodness, I am in Queen's University. I must remain grammatically correct. There are many things happening this weekend, not least of which is the Princess Street Promenade. I'm going to be volunteering at that. So we're going to chit-chat about that this morning and just all the other good stuff that goes on down here at Indie Morning Wake Up. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. It's a little bit after 8 o'clock. And without further ado, we better get to some tunes. We got to get you Wednesday morning rip-raring and ready to go. Plus, I've got a coffee in the lobby that's getting cold. So let's throw on some McKinley James, shall we? Rock out with me, Jeff the Nerd, for the next couple hours. This one is called Always On My Mind. So crank it up to 11. Have a wonderful hump day. Let's make it till that long weekend together. Awesome. This is CFRC 101.9.
You're always on my mind. this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Nothing like old Blind Joe. It's la-di-da-ho, ho, ho. Rhythm on the radio. You whistle it, then you sing. It's music that makes you swing. It's la-di-da-ho, ho, ho. Rhythm on the radio. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Just keep on singing. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. When you're singing, you will start to swing. The opera once held sway. Marconi got hot one day. It's la-di-da-ho, ho, ho. Rhythm on the radio.
From Canada, and they think I'm slow, eh?
What do you do when you're stuck in the sand? Pop rocks crumble in your You're breaking up. always like this. A fool arrives when a winner quits. Baby, it's always like that. Our radio days are coming.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. I love it. If you're just tuning in, this is CFRC 101.9 FM station, kindly rocking the nation since 1922. It's Indie Morning Wake Up. My name's Jeff. I also go by Jeff the Nerd for obvious reasons. It's 20 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour. It's July 29th. We are coming at you live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall in the sexy, sultry campus known as Queen's University. Oh, yeah. I don't know where I was going with that one. I am flying solo today. My illustrious co-hosts are on assignment. Good luck to them. It's hot. It's sticky out there. I shouldn't say it's hot. It's cool, and it's sticky out there, just like me. We just heard your earworm for the day. That was Gray Delisle and Les Green with their cover of You're the One That I Want from a little movie known as Grease. Gray Delisle and Les Green, very interesting folks. They've got a new album out that just came out this summer called, of course, Gray and Green. It is came out in June. It's a, you know, blend of Americana, vintage R&B, rockabilly, all the good things. I was doing a little research about them. Gray Delisle is, besides being an excellent singer and musician, is a very accomplished voice actor. She's done a lot of animated things, such as The Fairly Odd Parents, things of that ilk, give her a looky-loo. Very talented. And Les Green, I got turned on to him, I think it was last summer, he did an album with the Televisionaries out of Rockin' Rochester, and I just learned that in Baz Luhrmann's Elvis movie that came out a couple years back, he provided the singing voice for Little Richard. I can totally hear it. So like I said, Gray and Green, new album out. Check that one out. That's pretty good summertime listening. Also in that last set, we had Shonali with Radio Days Are Coming Back. They never went anywhere, in my opinion. We had a classic before that from Louis Prima, Born, Raised, and passed away in New Orleans with his track Rhythm on the Radio. Two radio songs in a row for you guys. How lucky are you? Nothing like a good fat trumpet sound to wake you up in the morning on a hump day. We opened up the set with McKinley James and Always on My Mind, another catchy friggin' earworm. Check out the music video because the lead singer looks like a young James Spader and the drummer kind of looks like Josh Lyon, filmmaker in Kingston. If you're in Skeleton Park and you know Josh Lyon, look up that music video from McKinley James. Look at the drummer. I'm not Lyon. He looks like Lyon. Anyways, like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. It's Indie Morning Wake Up. And typically this time of morning, we like to talk about our lives, our sad, pathetic, lonely lives, so that you, dear listeners, can feel a little bit better about your sad, pathetic, lonely lives. What's been going on with me this past week? Basking in the heat. Those regular listeners who we love and adore so much might probably know that I talk at length about my little rooftop patio that I've been developing over the summer. It has been underutilized by myself in the last few years, mainly because for a couple years I had like young people that, like, I've got a few other apartments that share the roof with me, and there were young people. People in their 20s, hot people in their 20s that were always up there tanning. So the nerd naturally felt a little uncomfortable. You know, I can't come home after work and have all these beautiful people laying out on the roof and then try and, like, insert myself into that social situation. It's creepy. It's weird. Listen to my voice. It wouldn't work. So anyways, they've all moved out. I'm alone up there this summer. It's pretty good. So I've been getting things set up. You know, lots of potted plants, chairs, umbrellas, the whole shebang. I get to sit up there, get burned by the sun. Mainly, though, I get up my old vintage pair of binoculars and I check out the falcons. Again, regular listeners will know that I talk at length about Falcon Crest, which is the collective name of the group of peregrine falcons that live in the downtown core. If you're downtown, if you live downtown or work downtown, you probably know what I'm talking about. They're always swooping around harassing pigeons, which I find to be gross and hilarious in the best way possible. And so, yeah, I've been spending a lot of my summer up there, like I said, burning to a crisp and watching the falcons. They're majestic, and I've been growing things. Here's the thing. I've tried for years to, like, grow things up there, sunflowers, other plants. And, you know, again, if you live downtown, the other animals that are always around are the squirrels, the scourge, as I call them. And, you know, I had pretty bad luck about them just eating things at length, ad nauseum. I would try to grow sunflowers up there. And those little monsters would, they'd rip them out, the seedlings, eat the roots. They'd strip the roots and then leave the seedling to dry out and die in the sun. So, like, yeah, so this is the first year. For whatever reason, maybe it's the abundance of falcons overhead that are preying on little rodents. Who knows? But this is the first year that I've actually successfully gotten some things to start growing. Knock on wood, I don't want to, like, jinx it, but I've gotten a little tomato so far. I got one little tomato. She's green. She's fuzzy. It's about the size of a golf ball right now. I'm going to see how long that lasts before something gets it. And some hot peppers that are up there. A little surprise for the varmints when they try to nibble on those. I can't remember which one. I planted a few. Some of them died, obviously. But I think the ones that are vibing right now are the Carolina Reapers.
So I've never heard what it sounds like when a squirrel is like coughing up, you know, lung butter from eating a spicy pepper, but I'm looking forward to hearing that sound. Anyways, I hope you guys are all enjoying your summertime. We certainly had one heck of a winter here in Kingston, Ontario. Lots of snow, lots of ice, lots of misery. So I'm really embracing the heat. I know it can get annoying and sometimes dangerous, but think about February. Think about how miserable it is when it's like pitch black at 4 p.m. and it looks like the ice planet of Hoth. I could flex my nerd knowledge for a little bit. So you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, get out there. Enjoy it. It's a little bit cooler this week, albeit muggier, because we've got that low pressure system that's kind of hanging out over top of us for the next couple days. But we're getting some good rain action out of it. You know, clean the scuzz off of the sidewalks. All the dead pigeons that are laying around downtown, that sort of thing. And hopefully it clears up this weekend, because we've got a lot of cool events that we'll talk about a little bit after 9, including the Princess Street Promenade. One must lift one's pinky high into the air when you say promenade. It's very important. But yeah, so hopefully the weather shapes up by the weekend. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff going on. And I'd like to, you know, work on my tomato red tan as a lovely ginger man this weekend. Anywho, more on that later. Next break, however, though, because the long weekend's coming up, we're going to talk about our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. Let me hear you say it. Thank you. And we're talking about what amazing grub they've got available so that you can really enjoy the heck out of your long weekend. But enough of my inane ramblings. Let's get back to the tunes. Brand new country stuff. It's a very country-heavy day today, which I like. Brand new stuff from Carter Faith, Lacey K, Booth, and Baby Nova. This one's called Pearl Handled Pistol, right here on CFRC.
Your Stetson looks good on me. So does your cigarette. I can see how bad you want me, but you ain't seen nothing yet. The mile comes with a warning, and that's a label you ought to eat. Don't you fool around with me. I don't play, I shoot straight. John Wayne don't need a chaser. Texas Ranger, honey, leather and lace, wrapped around this way.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
To the end.
searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm growing old. You keep me searching for a heart of gold. Been a miner for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Welcome,
welcome back, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9, the place to be. That was a brand new cover of the Neil Young classic, Heart of Gold. I'm going to give you 3 seconds to try and guess who that was if you recognize the voice. 3, 2, 1. It was Tom Green. That's right. Tom Green sure is having a moment in the sun right now. I like that. It was pretty good. Welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up. Before Tom Green, we had brand new stuff from the Rolling Stones with Beautiful Delilah. Also in that set, a classic hit from Sam and Dave with Hold On, I'm Coming. Like I said last time we were chatting, nothing like some big fat trumpet and brass to get your morning off on the right foot. We also had a new country hit from Carter Faith, Lacey K. Booth, and Baby Nova with Pearl Handled Pistol. Some weeks we lean heavy on punk, some weeks we lean heavy on hip-hop. This week, we're in the dog days of summer, and it seems to have gone a little country fried, which ain't a bad thing whatsoever. It's CFRC, the place to be. Indie Morning Wake-Up Call. Like I said, we're coming at you live from the Limestone City. It's a little bit before 9 o'clock, and as you may or may not be aware of, it's a long weekend. We're staring down the barrel of a 3-day weekend. That means you need to get stocked up on your goodies. That's right, folks. It's the Breakfast Nook. It's our sponsor segment from our amazing friends over at Old Farm Fine Foods. When I say Old Farm Fine Foods, there we go. It's at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street, right where the beautiful new paved Berry Street ends and the crumbling decay that is the rest of the downtown city streets begins. Check out the little red house. It's small and mighty and has a lot of good stuff in there. I'm always a big fan of the cheese and the wine. I'm going to be a bit of a lush this weekend, I think. And Old Farm sure has an amazing cheese and charcuterie selection right now. So you're going to want to get in there before I eat it all. Soft cheeses like the hit Cheval Noir is back. It's kind of like a stronger brie that's covered with a nice black dramatic wood ash on the rind. Makes a cheese board look quite nice. Just got in the Kappus casing, which is a semi-soft cheese that's made from compressed cheese curds and has a line of blue vegetable ash through the middle. So it also has a very striking appearance and a very soft and nice flavor. My personal favorites, though, the ones that I can't live without, the Comté, an 18-month-old aged cheese out of France. It's nice and hard, kind of buttery, a little nutty, very delicious when you leave it out. Also, for those who are maybe inexperienced with the world of charcuterie, leave your cheese out and get it to room temperature before you serve it and eat it. If it's a little greasy, that's perfect. The Comté gets a little beads of sweat on it when it gets up to room temperature, and the flavor really explodes. The reason? Because we are broadcasting at Queen's University, House of Learned Doctors, we need to talk a little bit about cheese science. From what I understand,
salt crystals within the cheese and the moisture. When it's cold and it's in the refrigerator, you know, from 0 to 4 degrees, they lie dormant. They stay still. They're hanging out. They're cold. It's the winter time for them. They don't want to move. But you get them up to room temperature, suddenly the molecules start dancing around and the salt and the flavor get released. And that's the secret to enjoying a fine cheese. Also, some great charcuterie options as well. Lots of variety of olives, including the picante olives that come in a can. I forget the name. I was never an olive fan, but those have really, they've turned my life around. They're pretty good. Turkey kielbasa. Let's say you're having a charcuterie event with someone that doesn't eat pork. Many of them are out there, and we like to appease our friends. So try the turkey kielbasa. It's very good, very soft, very flavorful, a welcome addition to a cheese board. You can tell, I like to graze. That's what I do on these weekends. I sit on my roof, I look at the Falcons, and I enjoy a nice charcuterie because I'm a man, and then I do push-ups. Anyways, get down to Old Farm Fine Foods. Many other good things. The lunch counter is bumping. Our amazing cooks and chefs get up into the kitchen quite early, like say 6, 7 a.m. Don't say it. Don't friggin' say it. Anyways, they pump out sandwiches, frittata, salads. There are sun-dried tomato chicken wings on today, which are absolutely delicious. The pizza, it's out of this world. And yes, for those of you who have been wondering and clamoring and chomping at the bit, the Tragically Chip ice cream is back. We do not have the 1.5 liter tubs. Just going to put that out there. We have the big tub for scooping. So if you want to get a cone or a little cup of Tragically Chip, it is back. Well, supplies last. And for those of you who might not know what the flavor profile of that is, it's not just tragically hip hype. It's actually really delicious. It's a maple whiskey ice cream with cherry swirl and chocolate chunks. And I, again, without hyperbole, I've been working at Old Farm for a long time. Been scooping Kortha Dairy for a long time. I know what I'm talking about. It might be the best flavor they've ever made. Again, I'm not just saying that. I'm not just hip pandering. I'm bringing it to you straight, Jack. It's really good. Other fine things at Old Farm Fine Foods, besides the cheese, besides the charcuterie, besides the ice cream, besides the lunch, beer and wine. That's right. We have a wine rack. It's also very stellar. Selection is curated by Chef Nancy George, head chef and owner. Amazing, amazing person. Really knows her onions. Really knows her wine. And there's some good ones. I was never a big fan of white wine. I would always be like more of a red guy. But the stuff they've got at Old Farm, my goodness. My goodness. It's delicious. And I don't know much about the world of vino as a young buck myself. So I'm looking forward to doing some in-depth research over the weekend. So like I said, the long weekend's upon us. Get down to Old Farm. Get some goodies. If you're going to a cottage, if you're going camping, if you're like me and you're just hanging out on the roof, get some good snackage. You won't regret it. It's absolutely delicious. Oh, right. And of course, it's summertime. So all the local fruit, all the local veg and produce are like flying in right now. It's insane. Some of the stuff is gigantic this time of year. And it's absolutely delicious. Patiently awaiting raspberry season. That's got to be coming soon. So get your long weekend prep ready. Get down to 204 Berry Street at Berry and Clergy. Say hey to me. Say hey to Jeff the Nerd. I'll be in there defrosting a freezer today. It's going to be good. Other than that, yeah, I'm going to get back to the tunes. It's a little bit before 9 o'clock. After 9, we're going to talk events. Find some stuff that's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, so that you can enjoy your Old Farm Fine Foods somewhere fun. Anyways, like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. Let's get back to it. This is new stuff from a band called Girl Trouble. I know what that's about. This one is called Can You Dig It? Right here on CFRC 101.9. We'll be right back.
knows what he wants, don't you, Rocco?
Sure. What's that?
Tell him, Rocco.
Well, I want,
he wants more, don't you, Rocco?
Yeah, that's it. More. That's right, I want more.
Will you ever get enough? Will you, Rocco?
Well, I never have. No, I guess I won't. You, do you know what you want?
Yes, and I had hopes once, but I gave them up.
Hopes for what?
A world in which there's no place for Johnny Rocco.
Sitting tight. If they're not the same, we're returning. All I Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.